You're listening to Bush NTR. This is Le Link on Joy 94.9. We're coming to you live from Melbourne, Australia. Send us a text on 0427-JOY-949 or email us on onair@joy.org.au. Tian, how you doing?
I'm not doing very well. How are you?
I'm good. I'm healthy this week.
I'm not healthy this week.
I know. I was sick last week. I'm sorry. It's my fault you're sick.
It is your fault. You've given it to me.
I know.
And it's so boiling hot in the studio tonight, and it's not just from our mutual hotness combined. it's good value.
Oh, my God. There's really no room in here with all our ego.
It's blowing it out the water.
I know.
So what are we going to talk about? What did you do on the weekend, hey?
Well, Friday we went to the Her Society launch party.
We did. It was fantastic.
Escaping April?
Naya Day
was cool. Escaping April was really good, actually.
Yana? Is that how you pronounce it?
I think it was
Yana? Yeah. Anyway, that was a fantastic act. I loved it.
See, I liked Escaping April. I thought they were really, really good.
It was absolutely brilliant.
And Naya Day. Funny woman.
And D&M is such a, I've said it before, I'll say it again, it's such a fantastic venue. And I really think that the Hearst Society girls definitely pulled out a good one for us.
Yes, it was. It was a great night. It was lots of fun.
Yeah, I really enjoyed it.
And then Sunday, of course, Midsummer Carnival.
Midsummer Carnival.
God, that was great.
You know what I did on Saturday? I went to St Andrew's Market.
That's where you bought all those keys.
Yes, yeah, I have a bit of a key fetish. I love keys. And I went down there and bought a whole heap of keys, really, really cheap off this quite eccentric man that was down there selling things.
Yeah. The carnival was great. You didn't stay there very long, though, did you? You went home to bed.
I did go home to bed. I've been really sick this week.
I know, and I'm sorry. Now you know how I was last week.
It really cracked me on the head on Saturday night. It was all over Red Rover. And I probably shouldn't even be in the studio tonight, but I didn't want to leave you on your own.
Thank you. I appreciate that because that would have just been boring because who am I going to talk to?
I know.
Myself.
I know.
Hey.
It wouldn't have been very fun for you.
No, probably not. But you know what I really enjoyed about Carnival?
What did you really enjoy about Carnival?
When you were like walking around, it was just surrounding by just gay people everywhere. It was just so...
It's usually what happens when you go to a...
Yeah, I know, but it was they were everywhere, and as you were walking to Flinders Street, you know, the rest of them were there. It was just so nice. It just made you feel at home.
Actually, yeah, Nat
we
and
need
I,
to be more gay open.
Nat and I were walking hand in hand down Flinders Street, and there was a lot of homos everywhere in it. It was a very, very nice experience.
It was. It just made you feel at home. It was just so cool. It was like, can't we do this all the time?
It makes Melbourne feel a lot brighter. That's for sure.
It does. Yeah. Now, remedies for getting better, because I saw you overdosing on vitamin C.
I wasn't overdosing on vitamin C.
You were taking those things like they were lollies.
No, look, the doctor said to me, take 6 to 8 vitamin C tablets.
Not in one go.
No, over the day, take 6 to 8 vitamin C tablets per day for, 3 or 4 days until I felt better, right? And so that's what I've been doing. And you were telling me off, you were saying it wasn't allowed, but I want to know if that's okay, like if that's too much. I'm taking 500 milligram tablets.
Yeah, I just think you're doing a little bit too much. But basically, your body will get rid of it. But the other thing is that you can sort of destroy your stomach with all the acid and stuff. So you'll end up, you know, with like...
Well, they didn't really help my throat. Like,
no, because
every time I had one, it kind of made my throat feel worse.
Yeah, because it's the acid. It's just scratching at your throat.
Yeah.
But like what I've done in the past, I did it a few years ago when I got sick. I went to the gym. And I ran on a treadmill and I tried to sweat.
Insane.
I've been told by people that that works. So I tried to sweat it out.
Get into bed and cuddle. Doesn't that do the same thing if you've got a fever?
Well, the whole thing with a cold is it takes about 3 to 5 days. If you take medicine, if you do nothing, everything you do takes 3 to 5 days to get this thing back. But yeah, running on the treadmill was fun. But when your sinuses are blocked and you can't breathe, not such a good idea. I nearly collapsed at the gym because I couldn't catch my breath because my sinuses were just so blocked and everything was it was just horrible.
Well, that's the problem.
Never did
it
again.
Like I genuinely don't feel very healthy, but I'm still going to go to work tomorrow. I had today off, and I had the day before that off, and I'm not definitely not feeling 100%, but. I'm still going to go to work.
Well, we're getting positive vibes from France.
From France.
From Aurélie.
Oh, hello.
Hi,
hello.
Sweetie. We miss you.
Yeah, we do miss you.
It's not no fun in Carnival without you. I missed her there.
I missed everyone right now. I just want to hug people.
But, yeah, so. So
fragile. But that's France. I love knowing that we're you know, getting out there and getting to so many people. It makes me filled with love and joy. Joy.
Oh, and we've got a message from Andy. He does the front desk at the Royal Dalton on Wednesdays. He's a proud gay bloke and he loves our show.
Aw, Andy.
Thanks, Andy. We love you too.
That's lovely to hear.
Next time we go there, we're going to say hi.
Here we are. Andy, do you have any sickness remedies for
me?
Yeah,
we need sickness remedies. We need to get Tian better because this is not good.
It's not good. Anyway, as I was saying, yes, I am still going to be going to work tomorrow, so I'm going to go and infect my office. That'll make me feel better.
Yeah, that's always nice.
Infecting other people cheers me up. I don't know why. It's some kind of sick satisfaction I get from it. It's a really awful thing, isn't it?
Yeah, I know. I did the same at work and people were like, why aren't you home in bed? And I'm like, because I've got work to do. I have to get this done.
Well, the doctor said I could have the rest of the week off. But
yeah, see, I didn't go to the doctor.
I know. Yeah.
You get sicker, I think, at the doctor's surgery than you do actually there.
That's probably right, actually.
But, yeah, what I was going to say is this week we're doing a 90s playlist. It's actually my 90s playlist because Tian and I couldn't decide on a 90s playlist.
Well, Basha and I, we just have different ideas of what 90s means because, you know, there's a bit of an age gap between us.
No.
And...
and just because I was getting different, you just wanted to get, like, poppy little...
I know. Well, that's what I think stuff. 90s and I think bubble pop. Like, I'm like Christina... and Aqua and
yeah,
Backstreet
but that's
Boys
late 90s. And what about like Janet and Kylie, Madonna,
yeah, but
George?
See, that stuff doesn't really grab me.
Garbage, Cranberries, The Gurge.
Okay. Well,
Vanilla Ice.
So
MC
tonight,
Hammer.
We played MC Hammer last weekend. Last week.
Did we?
We did.
No, we
did
played.
We?
Oh
no, that was Run DMC.
Run DMC. I'm thinking, I don't remember playing. Yes, your brain is being fried. I don't remember playing MC Hammer, but anyway.
All right, so this week. Basha,
so this week it's my playlist. So if you have complaints or you like it, just let me know. And next week we'll listen to Tian's music.
Yeah.
Yay, I can't wait.
So all along we've been trying to play like a pretty good mix.
Yeah.
Haven't we? Like a little bit from here, a little bit from there. And we've been trying to play some really fun sort of clubby tracks that we know that a lot of people listen to at the moment. And but now we're going back a bit.
Yeah, we're going back. I just remember just my playlist just kept changing all week because it was like, oh, I love this song. And oh, no, but I love this song. And oh, no, this song. And I was just going through my CD collection and my iTunes going, oh, no, I'm never going to get a playlist.
Well, Basha just sat on my couch last night, wasn't it?
Yes, and loaded all it up on your computer.
Loaded it up on the computer for me. Thank you, Basha, for doing that.
You're welcome. And she complained today because I have all these extra songs on your phone now.
Yeah, I went into my recently added tracks and I don't know any of them. Which made me feel great.
It'll expand your music horizon.
My music horizon doesn't need to be expanded. Well, I don't think it does. Maybe people out there disagree.
Some early 90s, come on. Nothing wrong with that.
There's nothing wrong with that, I agree. Nothing wrong at all.
Oh, there you go. Andy's written us back. Lemsip, Maximum Lemsip. Strength. Yeah, I did that last week.
Oh,
good stuff.
Great.
It's good stuff.
I sat in bed last
Works
night.
A treat. Oh, and he loves 90s music. Thank you, Andy.
Okay, but does he love Basha 90s music or does he love Tian, but, you know, 90s?
Well, he hasn't heard your music yet and he's only heard one song, which is Free Your Mind, in Vogue.
So well, should we play the next song?
We should play the next song.
What is the next song?
The next song. I can't remember what the next song is.
Oh, good
work. Oh, my God. Oh, it's Blink 182.
It is Blink 182.
Gotta love Blink.
I've got to agree. I actually do like Blink 182, so, yeah, we'll go with that.
All right.
You're with right. Basha and Tian on Lay Link on Joy. You're back on Lay Link with Basha and Tian on Joy 94.9. I have my super sexy sickness voice on for you, Basha.
You do. It's great. I'm loving it. You got the sexy phlegm happening. It's beautiful.
Yummy. Yes. Okay, so we've got a clip that we're going to play.
Yes. This is something that someone sent me
a week ago.
I love it.
On Facebook a couple of times this week, and it really cracks me up. It gets me laughing like you wouldn't believe. Do you have something to share, or would you like me to play the clip?
No, you can play the clip, but it's basically what straight women say to lesbians.
To lesbians. The funny things they say, because yes, there are many.
And I'm sure, ladies, you've heard this from your friends.
If you haven't.
I sure have.
This clip, it goes for about 4 minutes, but I think we'll probably cut it off at about two if you've had enough. If you haven't, I'm happy to continue playing it after.
No, because the good stuff's at the end.
On. You reckon the good stuff's at the end? Okay, we'll see.
We'll just keep playing it.
Oh, okay. I wouldn't mind, but we're going to be laughing when we come back. It's going to be funny.
There's nothing wrong with that.
There's nothing wrong with that.
Just hit play.
Play.
Oh my god, that's so gay. This is so gay. Look at it. Oh, sorry. I can look at a girl and know she's attractive, but I just couldn't, you know.
What does LGBT stand for?
So which one's the man?
We're all wearing dresses on Saturday, but you don't have to.
Wow, you're so good at parking. I had to take my test like 5 times.
Are your family all right with you being gay? Your party tonight, it's not just going to be all lesbians, is it? It's sex with another girl, not just like... ugh. Oh, you look nice.
Not like that.
Oh, I just couldn't. I knew you before you were a lesbian.
Oh my god, you wore heels.
I've got nothing against gays. I mean, you know, as long as you're not hurting anyone.
What exactly do you do?
If you had to have sex with any guy, who would you choose?
I'll get another glass of wine, please, and do you want a pint?
You don't look like a lesbian. You know, I'd never have guessed that you were a lesbian. See, you're not like, you know, like a typical lesbian.
No, I love gay bars.
Adam and me have had a fight.
Would you sleep with Johnny Depp? Where does that word even come from? Lesbian.
Hey, I'm having some trouble with my cats. Can you help me?
Is it not weird being friends with your ex?
Is it not weird living with your ex?
Have you ever had a boyfriend?
Gays love me.
There's a lesbian at work, actually. Kelly, do you know her?
I don't mind. I mean, as long as you don't do it in public. This guy at work saw your picture on my Facebook page. And he was like, oh, who's that? And I'm like, hands off, she's a lesbian. And he didn't believe me, so I was telling him that you had, like, a girlfriend and everything. And he said, if you two ever want to get a guy involved, to let him know. So I said he could add you. Is that all right?
Hey, eyes off.
It's okay with me, you know. I'm like really cool with it.
Can I give you a makeover?
Sorry, she's a lesbian. You're welcome.
Why would you dress like a man? I mean, if you fancy women, you'd want them to look like women, right?
Whatever makes you happy.
Would you ever get married?
Would you ever have a baby?
How does that even work?
Are you allowed?
Do you know Sharon Hobson? She just added me on Facebook. Looks like a lesbian. Who do they dress?
I just hate him so much. I mean, sometimes I just think I should just become a lesbian.
So when did you realise you were gay?
I kissed a girl and I liked it.
When did you know? I mean, did you just know?
They can meet you like this, hey?
Mm. That guy keeps hitting on me. Pretend you're my girlfriend.
Oh, you like Mel C, don't you?
You fancy her? You do, don't you?
Sorry, no, I'm with my girlfriend.
He's hot. Oh, sorry.
Hey, this would suit you. Hey?
Alan's girlfriend's quite hot.
Could you open this for me? I wish I could just go out in jeans and Converse. You're so lucky. I know just because you're gay, that doesn't mean you've ever fancied me. And, you know, you could tell me if you did, because I wouldn't mind.
Hey, come here, you're like this. Hey?
Men are just so stupid. I mean, you just have it so much easier.
You know, you should grow your hair.
I mean,
oh, thank you. Are you trying to get me drunk?
Lesbian, 2 o'clock. That guy totally thought we were together.
He just doesn't get me.
I'll tell Sarah your coming out story. This is hilarious.
I think your new girlfriend has a problem with me. Is she a bit jealous? Must be nice not having to buy condoms.
You know, I've always been curious about... you know.
We should have a straight pride!
You know, I've kissed a girl before.
Hey?
Yeah, that's just a bit embarrassing. Me and my boyfriend, we were talking about maybe having a threesome.
He's just so gay. Oh, sorry.
And I was thinking, who do I know who's a lesbian?
We just got straight bars on Saturday, is that alright?
I could never be a lesbian though, I just love cock too much.
Gotta love that last statement.
Okay, so you were just listening to a clip that we've located of funny things that straight girls say to lesbians.
There's a whole series of them, they're quite funny.
They are hilarious, by the way. I've been watching a couple of them, and I think that is by far the funniest one of them all.
Yeah, but maybe because we can relate to that.
I can definitely relate to that. There are so many things in there that, and especially because this woman in this clip, which we're going to share on our Facebook page, which you should like, is...
Hint, hint.
Subtle. This chick, she's blonde, and she looks a little bit like my housemate Anne, and my housemate Anne, who is the straightest girl in the world. She says these things. She actually says them to me.
I get these things said to me by my friends.
But I just don't want to sit there. I just want to stare at her and I just think, like, what planet did you come from? And then I realise you come from a straight girl planet.
Yeah. The world is predominantly straight.
It's still... The things she says are just... They're hilarious.
They are.
Anyway, I want to know if anyone out there has some funny things to your straight friends have said to you. If you could share them with us, send us a text on 0427-JOY949
or email
us at onair@joy.org.au. You were going to say, Basha.
What are some funny things that your friends have said to you that were not in that clip?
I think that pretty much covers them. Pretty much.
She didn't say the man-hater one because I get that sometimes. Yeah. Oh, you're a man-hater.
And you were mentioning before that what happened to make you gay.
Yeah, I really... Yeah, people try to analyse you.
But people that don't know you are really going to, you know, they're going to ask that question because they're rude and inconsiderate.
And I just find that funny. Like, what happened to you to make you gay? I'm thinking... Well, actually, it was my mother's... It's like, what kind of a question is that?
My mother's grandfather's sister's cousin's uncle.
He winked with his left eye 3 times and bang!
Which is a glass eye. He also has a peg leg. No offence to people with glass eyes and peg legs. I'm sure there aren't many of those.
Probably not. No. Oh, God.
Does anyone know anyone with a glass eye and a peg leg? I want to know. Do they also have a parrot?
I was going to say, it sounds like a pirate.
I know. The kind of person that I would like to have as a friend.
I'm sure you'll add them on Facebook shortly.
I'm sure I will.
You love adding people on Facebook.
I add them all on Facebook, don't
you?
I?
Do, don't you?
We've had a lot of new people on Facebook lately going, looking at the Leylink site that we've put up there for people to join and send us messages and... It's been fun. We've had a lot of open communication, which I really like about Facebook.
Fun. It's good.
It is good.
So are we going to go to some ads and a song?
We are going to go to some ads and a song.
Oh, we're going to play Kylie. Yay!
We are going to play some Kylie for you. I'm really, you know, Blink-182, I enjoyed that about your 90s playlist this week. But the Kylie, I'm not too sure of. So
hey, don't go there. Kylie.
Don't mess with the Kylie.
You'll get thrown out of this place if you mess with Kylie.
All right.
You like Kylie.
You're back on Leylink with Basha and Tian. We're coming to you live from Melbourne, Australia on Joy 94.9. Please send us a text on 0427-JOY949 or email us at onair@joy.org.au. We love your communication.
We do. And Andy very kindly wrote that he loves Blink. And I'm sure he's about to say he loves Kylie because, you know. Oh, and Aurel French. Frenchie has written, you know, don't mess with Kylie.
Don't mess with Kylie. Is that at me?
Yeah, of course it's you. And she loves the 90s songs.
Aurel, where is the love? We shared special moments, her and I. I can't believe she's digging
it. Oh, she's dancing in her bedroom. Don't forget the Spice Girls. Spice Girls are next week.
Spice Girls, maybe. Ooh. Maybe. I wasn't really a... Okay.
Yeah, I wasn't a Spice Girls fan either.
I'm lying. I loved them.
I'm sure you did. You have all the CDs and everything, I'm sure.
I didn't. Okay, I did.
But see, Aurel's mentioning here Rod Laver because we went to Kylie together. It was the best concert ever.
And would you like to share with us our next topic of what's...
Yes,
on
because speaking
Laver
of Rod Laver... It's tennis, people.
Tennis.
The Australian Open.
Yeah.
The best thing ever.
Yeah, that's great. I don't get it.
What, tennis?
Yeah, I don't get tennis.
Oh, come on. It's such a... I don't know. I love tennis. It's such an elegant, nice game.
Elegant.
It's elegant. It's really? It's just... You know, I can have the tennis playing in the background and just hearing that ball bouncing on the racket. It's just Yeah, I love it. It's just... I find it relaxing.
Yeah, okay.
And I just love it. I just think it's the best game ever.
I don't understand what is relaxing or classy in any way about two people running around on a court sweating in the heat, pitching a ball to each other. Like, what?
Because it takes skill to do that.
It doesn't take skill. They've got a huge racket And they're running around bashing. Yes, I can play.
Really?
In fact, I went and did tennis lessons when I lived in Perth. Oh my God. When I was a teenager.
So should you be on center court right now?
Bring it on. Bring it on. I would be if I wasn't 5 foot tall.
Yes.
Or should I say 5 foot short?
But the one thing I don't like about tennis is the loud grunting that a lot of the female tennis players do.
Oh, yeah. I would like to make like a remix of their grunting. How funny would that be?
I just wonder if in the bedroom they're very quiet.
Can we not talk about that?
They get it all out. But yeah, supposedly I've been told that they do this to mask the sound of the ball bouncing so that the opponent doesn't know where the ball is going to go.
Really?
Yeah, that's what I've been told. I don't know if that's true. If it's not true, please let me know.
Okay. People seem to have this idea that that there's all of this, you know, forward thought about the game and what's going to happen and what their opponent's going to do and all the rest of it. But I don't think that's true. I reckon they just go out there and hit it around.
No, they analyse each other's moves. You can know how certain players play.
Is this the way that I analyse competition in a nightclub?
Yeah, probably.
I don't do that. I'm kidding. Of tennis, Asha.
Oh, come on, you got to love... See, I love all my Belgian tennis players, Kim Clijsters, and I'm so sad that Hennen is not playing this year. I presume she's injured or she's retired.
You know where I think my underlying issue with tennis comes from? Is that I can never pronounce any of these people's names.
Yeah, see, that's why I'm here. But then you just see, they say Bernard Tomic.
Tomic.
Yeah. And then, you got Fedi and Rafa. You just Aussie-fy it.
Ocker it,
you know?
So that's what I would do.
But did you by any chance catch Baghdatis yesterday?
Really? Me? Catch something about tennis? No, I didn't.
You were watching tennis as I came to pick you up today.
No, my lovely housemate Anne was watching tennis.
Oh, I'm sorry. I appreciate that.
I walked in the door and I said to her, is there something a little bit more, family friendly that we can watch, please? And she went, oh, but I really want to watch this game. And I just said, okay, then I'll make dinner.
Anyway, getting back to Baghdatis, he smashed four rackets in about 30 seconds.
He smashed them. Why?
Why? Because he lost and just... They're under immense pressure and tension and they've just got to get it out. And he just did that.
They have to hit a ball around a court. What kind of pressure and tension are we talking about?
Oh, come on. It's not that easy.
To hit a ball...
I'd really love to play tennis with you and see what happens.
I think maybe we do need to go play tennis.
But I've got to say, I respect all those young players who, fortunately in the draw, end up against top-seeded players and find themselves on centre court.
What is this draw you're talking about?
The draw, it's how you know who's going to play people.
I'm in kindergarten and you have to teach me what tennis is because I don't understand.
Well, Andy's writing that tennis is top.
Tennis is top. I'm loving Andy and his communication.
Yes, and Aurel is writing, come on, Tian, I love you.
So much love.
And she's remembering the day at the tennis where we went last year sitting there with big Mexican hats on, eating ice cream.
Okay, you know what? The only reason we went is because I have free tickets, and that's the only reason why I ever will go to the tennis. I just have no interest.
Oh, come on. I saw Baghdatis a few years ago play for tennis. It was a match. It went for 6 hours. It was 3 o'clock in the morning by the time they finished. Yes.
Why? This is what I want to know.
Because
why?
It was just a good game.
Are there any passionate tennis people out there that can explain to me why? Just why? Why would you do it? Why? Why love it? Why play it? Why run around? Send us a text on 0427JOY949 or email us at onair@joy.org.au.
We just got a message from Rachel from Melbourne. She's saying, isn't the grunting about uncomfortable undies?
That's it. See? This is breaking it down.
There we go. We didn't know. Thank you.
This is groundbreaking for me because we are breaking down tennis to what it really is, okay? We've figured out that the reason I don't like it is because I can never pronounce the names, which I swear half of them make up, and they grunt all the time because they've got uncomfortable undies on. That's it.
Well, you could do the pick.
The what?
Picking them out.
Picking the what out?
The undies.
Oh, you mean the... Oh.
That'd what out?
A little bit awkward, wouldn't it?
Oh, help me, please.
Maybe remember.
Oh, help me,
I'm
please,
in kindergarten,
people.
Kindergarten. You have to teach me. I don't know anything about tennis.
It's the best thing about January.
Midsummer and the arm flop at me. She's going. Why?
I'm just frustrated.
Why?
I can't believe you don't love tennis.
The frustration is palpable.
Even in your sixth state.
Even in my sixth state.
You're still aggravating me.
Yeah. Well. Annoying is what I do best.
I know.
All right. Shall we go to a song?
We shall go to a song. What are we going to play now? Oh, we're going to play Janet.
We are going to play Janet Jackson.
I love this song.
Yeah, I actually do like this song.
Ha.
So, good work.
See?
You've done all right.
2 out of 4.
Do you like Janet? Do you like tennis? Do you hate tennis? Let us know. 0427JOY949 or email us at onair@joy.org.au. We hope to hear from you. You're back on Late Link with Basha and Tian on Joy 94.9. Did you catch that ad?
I did catch that ad. I thought it was quite funny.
Big tennis.
Tennis, go figure.
So maybe we should go play some tennis.
Well, there you go. See, Andy's written us again.
Yeah.
Andy finds Andy Murray sexy.
Ooh.
And yeah, he played tennis all the way through primary and secondary school. And Rachel's written here that she thought tennis was all about going around the world collecting trophies. Something that you'd think, Tian.
Uh-huh.
Oh, I think that's a go at you, T.
Funny. I don't go around collecting trophies. Maybe I do. Just quietly. No, I'm kidding. So we were going to talk about our
event. The events. What's happening on this weekend?
Our event listing for this weekend. I'm just clearing my throat.
I know.
Excuse me.
Yes.
Yeah,
Friday night. I'm looking forward to this.
I bet you are.
You aren't.
I am because I like to support new events.
It's a great event.
But I'm not
Bring them on.
To go.
Love, D&M and Lick Entertainment are bringing us an over 26.
And it's called Love.
It's called Love.
It's called Love.
It's called Love.
It's kind of beautiful.
But over 26. Ha ha.
Funny.
It's at D&M Bar, Commercial Road, South Yarra.
South Yarra, 9 p.m. to 3 a.m.
Yes. I'm so sorry, Tian.
I love that you've written here, sorry, Tian.
I know, because, well, yeah.
Sorry, Tian.
But,
anyway,
but there's another event on. Here we go.
It's Grouse.
Yeah, there you go.
9 p.m. to 4 a.m. at Curvelid Place.
There you go. Melbourne? See? So there's for the under 26s.
No, funny. But you know what, D&M, they're splitting the club that night. So you can go there and do their usual Friday night carnival thing, which of course is all ages, or you can go there for the over 26 and you can mingle and switch, I'm sure. I'm sure there's not a problem with that.
Switching?
So everyone,
and mingling.
Oh,
mingling's
switch
good.
And mingle.
Switching. What's happening on Saturday?
Saturday night is D&M, Commercial Road South Yarra. They're doing Bounce R&B, which they do every Saturday night. It starts at 9 p.m, goes till 3 a.m. It's also the grand opening of their Purple Room upstairs.
Which it is.
I've been hearing so much hype about on Facebook.
I know.
Purple Room.
I want to go see this Purple Room. I'm annoyed that on Friday it's not open.
What I'm imagining is probably not what it is.
Probably not.
Because all I can think of is that scene from Get Him to the Greek, the movie, where the guy has to stroke the fairy wall, and I just keep thinking about purple fur. Should I stop having Codral cod and flu tablets now?
I think so.
I think so.
You've overdosed. And Sunday, of course, ladies. Sunday.
Sundaylicious. We're big
Sundaylicious.
Supporters of Sundaylicious.
Wharf Hotel.
It is great.
3 till 11.
It
we want
great.
You all there.
We want everyone to come down to Sundaylicious.
Andy, come and join us.
Come and join us, Andy. Come and meet us and say hi.
Yes. So we're really looking forward to Sunday. And Monday, if everyone needs to know, is Chinese New Year. Enter the year of the dragon.
Do you know any Chinese words?
No, I'm probably food related.
Well, that's
but no,
start.
I don't actually.
As long as you can order a beer, you're set.
But yes, no, but it'll be good. Chinese New Year, I'm so excited.
They usually do parades. And
they
stuff
are.
In
there's stuff.
They?
Yeah, if you go to the That's Melbourne site, they have little parades. Yeah, there's stuff everywhere. So you'll
great.
In different areas, you know, Springvale, Box Hill, Chinatown. They do Richmond. They do different events
That's
on different
cool.
days
That's
over the next
cool.
few weeks.
And you know what? Also, I should mention as well, there's a lot of events this weekend surrounding Midsummer.
There are.
And you should definitely go to www.midsummer.org.au and check out some of these events that are happening all around Melbourne right up until the 5th of Feb, which, of course, we're finishing off Midsummer with the Pride March in St Kilda.
Yes.
It's going to be a lot of fun.
It will be.
A lot of fun. So it's time for a song.
It's for a song. Now, what are we going
song.
To be playing?
Regurgitator.
The good.
Polyester Girl. I know this song.
Yay. See?
When you mentioned it last night, I was like, huh, what?
I know. And then you heard it and went, oh, I know that.
Mm, yeah,
yes.
I remembered. Okay. Song time. And you're back on Leylink with Basha and Tian. Basha?
Hello. We have some messages.
We have some messages.
Christy's telling us that Madonna girly show. She loves it. which was pretty cool.
I do love Madonna.
Yeah, the girly show was pretty cool.
I especially liked the girly show that she put on with Britney.
And Andy's asking us about Sunday. Andy, go to our Facebook page.
Like our page, because we're going to be listing
it's Sundaylicious.
All the events that we've been talking about and that we do talk about on our show, we're going to list on our Facebook page so that everyone can see what's coming up, what's going
to
be on.
Exactly. And Sundaylicious is open to everybody.
It is. It is a very friendly event. And it's, yeah, it's a great fun.
It is.
Great afternoon.
It is.
And it gets a bit clubby into the night, but just the afternoon, sitting down there, beautiful weather, great people, and just kicking back and relaxing, like it's a great event.
You better be healthy by then.
I'm really hoping so.
Yeah.
Yes, I think there's going to be another sleep all day thing going on. Yeah, I slept until one today.
Yeah, I know. Sorry about me messaging you and waking you up.
Thanks.
I didn't mean to do that.
What's the co-host for?
I know.
Now, we're going to be talking about what a housemate's for.
What are housemates for?
Do you have any housemate horror stories or funny things you'd like to share? Please send us a text on 0427JOY949 or email us at onair@joy.org.au. My housemate, I talk a lot about my housemate.
You do?
Because I love her to death. But she's got a special way of cleaning. And the way that I call this is that, you know, you can Anne clean things, because her name's Anne, or you can Tian clean things, okay? And Anne's way of cleaning things, for example, she sent me a text the other day saying that she had cleaned the bathroom.
Yeah, I saw messages on Facebook. Mm. She was actually looking for someone to clean the apartment.
Yes, right, because it got a bit messy because I have been sick, so I've been in a bit of a cave not doing anything. So she said to me that she had cleaned the bathroom.
Yes.
I was like, great, you know, that's one thing I can tick off my list. Don't have to think about it. But then I thought, no, this is an Anne clean. This is an Anne clean, okay. So I get home and, of course, you know, we've got the shower, we've got the toilet, we've got the basin, mirrors in there that need to be done, and the floor, and our washer and our dryer sits in our bathroom as well. So what I get home to find is that she has wiped down the basin. And that's it.
Spray?
Well, I don't know.
Scrub?
I don't know.
No, just wipe.
I'm pretty sure she just wiped it.
That's what you do during, like,
that's an
in between
clean. That's an end
the
clean.
Cleaning.
You walk in there, what's the dirtiest thing? It's the basin, I'll clean that, it's all good to go, right? So, of course, I get home and I'm like, okay, yeah, we've got an end clean, all right. So I go in and I bleach the whole shower, which did wonders for clearing out my nostrils, mind you. And
all the germs.
And all the germs. It was great. And I bleached the toilet. And you know that shower sparkle stuff you can buy? I went in there and I, sprayed that all around. And so you just leave that in there for like 5-10 minutes. So you go in and you wash it all down and it's beautiful. Everything's white. It's lovely. It's not a hard job.
No, it's not. But maybe you just need to teach her how to do that.
Well, I don't think she understands it. So, you know, the other night she got home and I was having a bit of a carry-on at her about it, and she was saying to me that, no, she had cleaned it, but, you know, it's clean. Like, she wiped down the shower with paper towel.
Maybe she saw the ad that kid does, but he actually had a cleaning sponge or something that he did.
I don't know.
Yeah.
So it's an Anne clean. But I've lived with a lot of different people. I've lived in a lot of different share situations and stuff like that, and I've flattered with a lot of people. And there are a lot of stories that I have that I can share. Do you have anything that you can think of you're sharing stories?
No, because my housemates actually, they ruined me for other people. Now I can't live with people. I have to live alone because they were great.
But you live with your parents right now.
Yeah.
Oh, speaking of parents.
But before that, I lived with my ex and my best friend, and that was great. And we never fought. We never argued. We shared everything, cleaning, cooking, ironing, you name
it. See, Anne and I, we don't fight, we don't argue, but we just have different ways of doing things.
Yeah, see, we all, yeah. Do you have, like, yeah, but you have quirky little habits or something?
I have quirky habits, I do.
You do.
I actually rearranged the kitchen over the last couple of weeks. She keeps going, where's this, where's that? And I'm like, it's in the new home for it. She's like, where's that? And I'm like, oh, you'll figure it out.
Do we need to get you a label maker so you can, like, label the... Oh, my God. Oh, no.
That'd be brilliant.
So you can label the cabinets. I know that you put stickies on your CD, on your DVD collection. These are mine.
I did. I put little yellow dots all over my DVD so you could tell which is which.
So bad.
Well, I was getting confused. Because, yeah. Anyway, we're nearly at the end of the show, and I do have to write at the end of the show because I've now remembered to apologise to my dad because he told me that he has listened to all of our podcasts.
Ha!
And I told him all. I said live on radio last week that he never listens to the show.
And he did listen.
And he has been listening.
Ha!
So,
my dad's not the only one listening.
Sorry, Dad. Sorry, Dad. And I promise I won't talk about sex toys anymore.
Oh, yeah, now you do. You just mentioned it again.
What? Sex toys?
Yeah.
Sex toys? Anyway.
You're going to have fun doing that, aren't you?
Yeah, I am going to have fun. See, now I know he's listening, so I can really freak him out. That's what you're supposed to do as a daughter.
It is.
It is.
All right, well, this is the end of our show, people.
It is the end of our show, and it's been a lot of fun this week.
Yes. Unfortunately, you're sick.
I'm sorry, you're a bit down. Yeah, I'm
sorry
that you guys have had to deal with my my croaky, sexy, sickness voice.
Nasally voice.
It is very nasally, clearing my throat, which I hope you guys haven't heard. The finger will be on the cough mute button.
It's a great button, yeah, I know. You've coughed a few times, and I haven't heard anything in the headphones, so that's good.
It's been great. All right, so yes, have a very safe and happy weekend.
And we'll be back next week, same time.
Same place. Different topics.